We welcome you here live to Joe Buck Court at Pendleton Heights High School. We're in just about 15 minutes. The Pendleton Heights Arabians will be facing off against the Connersville Spartans for tonight's non-conference boys basketball matchup. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for tuning in alongside Mr. Whitehair. I'm Dawson Peril. For Pendleton Heights, they had a game just last night here at home against Mount Vernon. They unfortunately lost that one 44-42, and it was a great, great game. Pendleton Heights had a chance to get the win there at the last second with Evan Mazingo shooting a three from that left wing. Unfortunately missed, and then Pendleton Heights took the loss to their rivals here at home. But Pendleton Heights did show some potential there, especially in the second half. You just look at the two halves compared to each other. In the first half, they shot 25% from inside the arc, 25% from outside the arc, had only one team assist and four turnovers. You look at to the second half, you shot 50% from inside the arc, shot 50% from outside of the arc, five team assists and two turnovers. So Pendleton Heights definitely turn it up, and that's what they've been kind of do all season. They've been kind of, you know, digging themselves in a hole in the first half. They turn it on in the second half. It's just unfortunately so far this year, outside of that lapel game, the hole that they dig themselves into is usually a bit too big to get out of. But it was a great game. That Mount Vernon one had nine lead changes, three ties, but for tonight, they just remember, again, you got to play all 32 minutes. That's something Coach Buck has been stressing all season to these boys. They had a struggle with that last year, and they're still kind of struggling with that this year, but that's got to start with getting the ball down low into Josiah Gustin, another thing that Coach Buck has been heavily preaching on this year.
Well, it's the biggest thing because he's the biggest guy on the court. You want to make sure you get to your best player, too, as well, because he is the best player on this team. Last night, and again, early on in the season, this is a young team. You know, this is a new team. You know, Coach Buck's not new to the area, but he's basically a new coach again. And he's getting used to the tendencies of this basketball club. He's getting used to the tendencies of these players. And these players are also, they've gotten, there's been some availability issues, early on in the season. So these players haven't really played a whole lot together yet. So you're going to see some inconsistencies early on in the season, but I think was what you alluded to, the more they play, the better off they're going to be if they just continue to trust one another, to move the ball well, to move well without the ball, and to make sure that they're listening to Coach Buck and the coaching staff to make sure that they are where they need to be throughout the game, especially on the court and as well as off the court.
Yeah, and then for this Connersville Spartan team, they're currently sitting at 2-2. This is going to be their first road game of the season. All four of their games so far this year has been back at the Spartan Bowl in Connersville, and they're looking like a pretty new team this season. Last year, they didn't have any starters returning compared to last year. So pretty new team. You got to look out for, of course, Blaine Horsby, the junior, averaging 10.8 points a game, 6.8 rebounds, but. Their last game was all the way back on the 2nd of December. They faced a Hoosier Heritage team. Shelbyville lost to them 50-44. So that's another thing to mention. Connersville's had a whole week to prepare for this matchup. Pendleton Heights, only a day, only a morning, really. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, their last game being last night against Mount Vernon. So Pendleton Heights is really going to have to outplay them on the physical aspect, because they're definitely playing an uphill battle when it comes to the game plan and when it comes to planning for this matchup.
But I think Coach Buck will really like that, though. He wants to see early on how good his team's going to be when they have you've got very short turnaround time. You're going to see your team maybe face a little adversity early on. We've seen them constantly, as you alluded to earlier, put themselves in a hole early, and then most of the time, they'll dig themselves out to get to at least a reasonable expectation of possibly winning the ball game, or at least winning the ball game, as they did. They came out strong against LaPel. And you mentioned last night, the fact that there was so many lead changes and ties and everything. It was great competition. It was just a great ball game, though. If you were watching it on IHSA TV, if you're listening to it here on WEM, it was one of the games where I think if we look back on it, we're later on in the season, we're going to say that was the game where this team started to believe in themselves, started to trust one another, and they really started to show their competitive spirit.
All right, but with that being said, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, I was able to sit down with the head coach for the Arabians, Coach Buck, for a pregame interview. That'll be on up next on the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEN.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN. Welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM. I'm Dawson Perrell. I'm joined here once again by the head coach for the boys basketball team here at Pendleton Heights, Coach Buck. But Coach, here this evening, you're going to be back here at home against the Connersville Spartans. Now, of course, last night you guys had a loss in a very close game against Mount Vernon, final score 44-42. But how do you bounce back here this evening against a very tough and physical Connersville team?
That's just, you know, that's part of basketball. We talked last night before the game about no matter what the outcome was last night, the sun comes up the next morning, it's a new day, and you have to get right back in the gym and go at it. Completely different preparation for Connersville than Mount Vernon, two different types of teams. Connersville will do several things defensively that Mount Vernon did not. So we were in here this morning and worked for a couple hours and went through walkthrough on preparing for Connersville.
Yeah, and of course, this is the first time this season you're really seeing this type of, you got a game, and then the very next day you got another game. Luckily, they're both at home, which helps a bit, but how do you really overcome this challenge of having a doubleheader back-to-back games, and how does this really prepare you for those February, or not February, but those sectionals and county games?
Well, hopefully, you know, we'll run into that in the county, like you say, and have to play back-to-back. If you do, that means you're in the semis and the finals. Same thing with the sectional. We hope to be in the semifinals on Friday and bounce back and play in the final game on Saturday night. So it gives you a look similar to those two tournaments. But, you know, during the week, we were able to prepare for both teams. We spend most of our prep defensively on Mount Vernon, but we were able to work on the offenses that we're going to run against Connersville's multiple defenses.
Yeah, and as I mentioned there, that previous night's game, Mount Vernon is a very physical matchup, genuinely low scoring. It picked up there towards the end halftime. It was very low, though. And this Connersville team, also pretty scrappy, or can get it done on the defensive end, as you were mentioning, run a very different, but very similar in the sense of physicality on the defensive end compared to Mount Vernon. So how do you really get the across to your players when it comes to just playing your game, even if the defense is really tough and hard-headed?
Well, you know, that's one of the things that I'm pleased with. Early in the year, we were concerned about our lack of competitiveness and consistent effort. I think the last two or three games that we have played, starting with the first half of the Westfield game, our players have stepped it up in that area of competitiveness. We're playing much harder, much more aggressive, competing. And we struggled with that early in the year in practices. So I'm happy with that. Our defense was a big concern of mine early in the year. I think our defense has made big time improvements. We're playing well enough defensively to win basketball games. So I'm proud of that. We're rebounding with the teams that we're playing, and we're playing some really good competition. But where we're struggling is we're not a great scoring team, a great shooting team, and we struggle with our passing. We spend a lot of time working on being able to distribute the basketball with defensive pressure. And we've played a lot of our opponents have been very aggressive. They use their hands to play defense, and that's just the way that defense is being played nowadays. So you have to be able to handle that kind of pressure, much like Westfield, much like Anderson, much like last night, and be able to maintain control of the basketball and still be able to pass the ball at the appropriate times. We struggle. We miss players that are open on the cut, and we're not distributing the ball when they're open. And then we try to force the basketball to that same area once the defense has adjusted and have them covered and even have backside help. The ball needs to be fed to the post off of a pass or ball reversal.
Yeah, and you mentioned their ball needs to be fed to the post. That's something that you've been really stressing all year, getting it down low into Josiah Gustin and Seth Laravia. And you guys were really trying that. I tuned in towards the end of that Mount Vernon game. Josiah was trying all they could to get open. But how do you really try, or how do you get that down low and best as possible? What's the game plan on that?
Well, I thought we did a nice job second half. The first half, We were nervous. We were tight. Their defense was bothering us. And we forced a lot of things. We took a lot of bad shots. We took a lot of hurried shots off of zero passes or one pass. And the game plan was to, once again, be patient, try to get the ball inside and load them up in some fouls and get us off to a good start down around the basket with good, strong takes to the basket and get us on the scoreboard to where our players kind of settle down. If we struggle to score, our players have a tendency to get tighter and tighter and tighter. And last night, by taking some inappropriate shots or shots that we can get better, we shot 25% the first half, much like we did against Wapahani. And then the second half, we came out and we shot 50% from inside the three-point arc, and we shot 50% outside the arc. So played with much better patience, much better execution in the second half, but we kind of put ourselves behind the eight ball in that first half. And that's something that, you know, we much need to do a much better job at as well. The lapel game, we came out, played well in the first quarter, hit some shots and got us off to the start that I just described that we need to get off to. And that makes a difference for this team. I thought defensively, Aaron Cookston once again had a great game. He had the assignment on Julian Smith, who's a college prospect. He has a lot of colleges looking at him, even though he's a sophomore. He held Aaron held him to 9 points and limited his number of attempts. So it was an outstanding job. Josiah Gustin, not only did he score 18 points, he was 6-7 from the line, shot 50% from the field. He had 10 rebounds. But the big thing about Josiah that I was really proud of, he held Wells, who's one of their big go-to players, their big post player. He held him scoreless. He held him to 0 rebounds and four turnovers by him. So Joe had a good game offensively and defensively. And, you know, I have a tendency to want even more out of Josiah on offense. But when you stop and think about the game that he had an outstanding game. And to be honest, they held him throughout the night. I mean, two hands on him nonstop. In fact, the last play that we had drawn up, we had options for him to score down on the block or Evan Mazingo a three. And Joe just couldn't get to the block. They literally held him, almost tackled him, and there was no call. But we had a shot. Evan got a good shot off. We had an opportunity, and before the game, if you would have told me, hey, coach, would you take the ball in your hands with an opportunity to win at the end of the game, would you take it? And I definitely would have said yes. So our players put us in a position to win the game. We just didn't drop the shot.
All right, but with that being said, that'll do it for our pregame interview. Coach, thanks for joining me. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School on the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. Tonight, it's the Pendleton Heights Arabian squaring off against the Connersville Spartans here for some non-conference boys basketball. But taking a look at our starting lineup, starting off with the visiting team here this evening, the Connersville Spartans. Starting at the guard spots, it's going to be the senior Xander McHenry as well as the senior Jaden Peterson. Both of those guys averaging 6 points a night. A sophomore guard Hunter Allen will be playing the three. Junior guard Blaine Horsby, 10.8 points a game he's averaging, coming off of a 13-point game against Shelbyville a week ago. And then finally finishing out the group is junior Kevin Seely, who's averaging 9.5 points a game along with five rebounds a night. Switching things over to the Pendleton Heights Arabians. Starting at the guard spot once again, it's going to be senior Dontrez Braxton. He's averaging 4 points a night. He's shooting 47% from the floor. The other guard is junior guard Evan Mazingo, averaging 11.3 points a game, shooting 44% from three-point range. The two forwards, senior Aaron Cookston and senior Josiah Gustin. Aaron Cookston averaging 7.5 points a night. Josiah Gustin averaging 13.3 along with 7.6 rebounds. Finishing off the group is the senior forward, Seth LaRavia. He had 5 points of the game, had a great night against LaPel about a week ago. He dropped 17 points in that one. They're led by head coach Joe Buck, and then Connorsville led by head coach Dave McClough. But we're going to take a quick break for the national anthem. We'll be back in just about a minute. Don't you guys go anywhere. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Where does everyone come together to cheer as one, to build traditions, to show pride? High school sports. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Janie Ulmer. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association, and we love how high school sports play a key role in the life of every member of the school community.
That's because high school sports are a special place where everyone shows up to have the team's back.
It's amazing to see the whole community, students and parents, coaches and teachers, come together at the school to cheer on their student athletes.
Celebrating high school sports unites us all, and that experience is essential to the pride and passion of an entire community.
Be a champion of high school sports by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is unity. This is pride. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in tonight, we got some boys basketball on tap here this evening against the Pendleton Heights Arabians and the Connorsville Spartans. But it's legendary coach versus legendary coach here tonight for Pendleton Heights, Coach Joe Buck. It's his 14th year here at Pendleton Heights. His last season was all the way back in 2006, came out of retirement to coach these boys. At Pendleton Heights, his record stands at 190 and 113. He has 6 sectional titles, one of those being a regional. And then for the Connorsville Spartans, their head coach, Dave McCullough. This is his first year here at Connorsville, but his 40th year overall. He started his coaching career back in 1994 at North Judson, went 19-4 in his first year, won the sectional. He quickly moved to a bigger school, though, moved over to Noblesville, coached there through 1995 to 2013, won 3 sectional titles and a regional with the Millers. After that, he moved to Shenandoah, where he had a school record 148 wins. He averaged 21 a season. He won 5 sectional titles and 1 regional titles with the Raiders. Defended the sectional titles for 5 years, 2017 to 2021, before losing it in 2022. Also, during a stint at Shenandoah, he won the 2020 Indiana Basketball Coaches Association Coach of the Year, and he's coming off of a one-year stint over at Frankfort, where he went 11-13, lost to Benton Central in the first round of the sectionals. He's the 14th most wins for a high school coach in Indiana all time and the third among active coaches. But here are the players taking the court. Josiah Gustin at center court for the Arabians for Tip, and Blaine Hornsby for the Connorsville Spartans. Ball's up. Pendleton Heights wins the tip, and we're underway here this evening. Dontrez Braxton with it. Between the rings, he wants to get a set play here.
Connorsville going with the zone defense early on. See how it works out.
Cookston, left wing, right back to Braxton. Now, free throw line. Seth LaRavia drives, gets blocked. Horsby sends that shot back. Now Connorsville quickly the other way. A bit too quick as Hunter Allen will lose it out of bounds. Last touch Connorsville. So the Spartans' first offensive possession lasts only about a couple seconds. The Pendleton Knights will get the ball right back. Dontrez Braxton taking it up the floor.
Coach McCullough will be preaching to his team to, you know, take your time. Make sure that you're not going to make any early mistakes. Same thing with Coach Buck.
Braxton, top of the key once again. Now to Mazingo, right wing three in and out. Rebounded Seth Laravia. Laravia up again and no good. Lot of contact. No foul called. The rebounded Connersville. Now pushing it the other way. It's Xander McHenry. Cross court pass to Jaden Peterson. Now between the rings, guarded by Seth Laravia. Interesting matchup there. Laravia really almost a foot on him. So we got a foul here on the floor. See what this is? This will be Josiah Gustin off the ball. So this will be the first for the Arabians and the first for Josiah Gustin. Last night, Gustin had two fouls, and this season he's been doing a good job containing himself on the foul end of things and hoping to continue that here tonight.
Well, Coach Buck won't like the fact that that's too early to pick up your first foul.
Top of the key now with it, Jaden Peterson, the senior, guarded by senior Aaron Cookston. Kevin Seeley with it, right wing. Seeley crossover, now into the corner. Hunter Allen. Allen flips it over top of the key. Xander McHenry nearly loses it, recovers. Jaden Peterson handoff to Hunter Allen, going to the left. Now to Blaine Horsby. Horsby outside the perimeter. Connersville with some good ball movement here. Hunter Allen thought about the step back three, doesn't take it. Instead, goes to Blaine Horsby. Horsby will take the top of the key three off the mark. Fight for the board. Going up strong is Kevin Seeley, and Seeley finishes with the offensive rebound and the putback basket.
Well, since Horsby's out there shooting the three, he's going to drag Laravia out there, and then it's going to be paramount for the rest of the Arabians to try to get on the defensive boards, and they just weren't able to do that.
Zingo with a three once again in that right wing spot. No good. Cookston gets the offensive rebound after the tip from Seth Laravia to the outside, and a foul called here. This will be on the floor. Aaron Cookston drove, got a shot up, but Bresch will say the foul came before the shot, so Dontrez Braxton will inbound here from the baseline. Mazingo in the corner, wide open three, no good, but Braxton goes up strong, gets the offensive board. A jump ball called. Braxton wanted a foul, but instead this will be a jump ball. It'll go Connersville's way, so Spartans will get the ball right back up 2-0, 5:49 left to play in the first.
And that's unfortunate because, again, Braxton did a great job of getting that rebound. Unfortunately, McHenry was right there to tie him up. Good call by the referees.
Connersville with the lead and the ball here as Xander McHenry has it right wing. Over to Seeley. Seeley drives, tries to find Hunter Allen in the corner, overthrew him just a bit, out of bounds. Pendleton Heights going to get the ball right back on yet another turnover that they really didn't have to do much of to force it. Dontrez Braxton crossing the timeline now for Pendleton Heights. Braxton to Mazingo. Right back to Braxton. Now Aaron Cookston with it, right wing. Braxton drives left side, kicks it to the corner. Mazingo has it left wing. Now to the free throw line. Seth Laravia has it on the right elbow. Baseline drive here for Cookston. They said he stepped out of bounds. Connersville ball as Aaron Cookston and the Arabians commit their first turnover of the game.
And it's just something to where they're going to get used to how Connersville is playing them defensively. Coach Buck said it in the pregame. You know, it's a completely different ball club they're facing tonight than they did last night in Mount Vernon.
2-0 our score. Connersville leading 4:47 to play in the first. Hunter Allen over to Horsby, top of the key. Now to Peterson. Pump fake here by Kevin Seeley, but a travel call. Looks like Seeley lost it when he tried the pump fake, and when he picked it back up, travel was the call. Pendleton Knights getting the ball back. Third turnover there from Connersville, but still no points on the board for Pendleton Knights.
Took the step before he put the dribble down.
Braxton, top of the key, lobs it up high, and Josiah Gustin lays it home with the alley-oop dunk. They love to do that. And that's just like that. We're tied up at two.
Mazingo just loved the fact that he got it exactly where Gustin needed him to.
In the corner, Xander McHenry with it. 4:07 to play in the first. Hunter Allen, left wing. Back to Kevin Seeley. Now to Horsby, Josiah Gustin guarding. Bounce pass to Hunter Allen, and Allen finishes off with a left hand off of the board. 4-2 our score now. Connersville leading, 3:46 to play in the first. Braxton has it at the logo to Cookston. Cross court pass to Mazingo. Mazingo, the open three, no good. He's 0 for 3. Now 0 for 4 from the perimeter tonight.
He's able to set himself really well, just hasn't been able to get it to Paul yet.
Foul called here. Josiah Gustin and Seth Arabia were there as Kevin Seeley drove. This is going to be Josiah Gustin who's going to get called with a foul, and I'm sure Coach Buck not too happy with that. Of course, that's Josiah Gustin's second foul now and the Arabian second, and that's going to be a shooting foul, so Kevin Seeley will go to the line for two.
Well, and we'll see Reese Kaplinger enter the game quickly because you can't afford to have Gustin to get any more fouls, getting foul trouble early on. Not exactly ideal for Coach Buck, but at the same time, we want to see how well his bench does when he gets a star player into foul trouble.
Seeley hits both despite shooting 46% from the free throw line this season, so I guess you could say two rare makes for the junior forward, Seeley. Braxton with it now, top of the key, over to Cookson, left wing, back to Braxton, now to Seth Arabia. He loses it, but a foul is called here, so it'll be on the floor. This will be against Kevin Seeley. Again, Seth Arabia received the pass on the elbow, but a lot of contact there as Kevin Seeley tried to go for the strip. But coming in now for the Arabians, Cooper Sims. He'll be inbounding it from the baseline, subbing in Dontrez Braxton. Cookson gets it off of the inbound in the corner. Now to Cooper Sims, wide open, left corner three, drains it. The sophomore coming in clutch there. Gonna cut down this Connersville lead now 6-5 with 3 minutes to play in the first.
Mazingo with a great extra pass to find a wide open Cookston. He took his time, was set. Beautiful shot.
Top of the key now. McHenry. Now to Hunter Allen. Hand off to Blaine Horsby. Horsby at the free throw line. Driving, spinning, putting up an awkward shot and getting it. Hunter Allen showing off the acrobat there with a nice layup.
Did not see that one coming from Hunter Allen. That was did not look very coordinated at all, but he got it to go, and it was a beautiful move.
8-5 our score now, 2:20 to play in the first. Connersville leads. Seth Arabia gets it on the elbow. Now to Mazingo, a three ball. Mazingo drains it. Back-to-back threes for the Arabians now.
Evan Mazingo does a great job of setting his feet before he shoots the ball. He's got great form. He just hasn't been able to be consistent early on in this game. That's his first make from three, and he definitely deserves it. Got a great pass there from Seth Arabia.
We're all tied up at 8 here with 2 minutes to play in the first. Kevin Seeley to the corner. Peterson with the open three. No good. Too strong there. Rebounded Reese Kaplinger and the Arabians.
Kaplinger did a great job of boxing out Hornsby there.
Mazingo, the three. Why not? Mazingo, back-to-back triples and a timeout called by Dave McLeod. Arabians take the lead 11-8. A minute 37 to play in the first. We'll take a quick break with them. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
11-8 our score. Arabians with the lead, a minute 34 to play in the first over the Connersville Spartans. Currently on the floor for Pendleton Heights, Seth Arabia, Reese Kaplinger, Aaron Cookson, Cooper Sims, and Evan Mazingo. Back-to-back threes there from Evan Mazingo in the possession before that, a three from Cooper Sims. So Arabians going on a run here with three straight threes.
Well, I think if you're Evan Mazingo, you're hot right now. You're hoping that Coach Buck just keeps giving you the green light.
Kevin Seeley, that's at the free throw line. We'll give it over to Blaine Horsby. Horsby tries to find Xander McHenry in the corner, but not the best pass there. Out of bounds. Last touch, Connersville. Aaron Cookson will inbound it here right in front of the student section as Cooper Sims will take it up for Pendleton Heights.
Reese Kaplinger did a great job not allowing Hornsby any space down low.
Corner, Mazingo, three. Bullseye. Evan Mazingo from downtown, his third three of the game.
Third three, big smile on his face. Coach Buck got to be happy right now with the production, especially early on when they couldn't find a shot.
14-8 our score now. Top of the key with it. Kevin Seeley drives right side. Seth Laravio with the block. The senior transfer from Westfield going up strong, rejecting Seeley. Cooper Sims at the logo. Going to get a play here from Coach Buck. Sims will get it, and they might want to run out this clock here. 30 seconds to play in the first, and Cooper Sims has it in the far backcourt, so my guess is they're just going to want to take a last-second shot here.
Right. And again, they're still getting used to this. Looks like an adapted zone defense that Connersville is playing. You started out as a 2-3, now looks like a 3-2. It looks like Dave McCullough is really trying to imprint his style of defense on this Connersville squad.
5 seconds to play. Aravia spin shoot from the elbow is no good. Last second shot from three-fourths court is no good. Shot by Brady Cloud. So that'll do it for the first quarter. Arabians lead fueled by the three ball, 14-8. Pendleton Heights leading. We're going to take a quick break. Second quarter coming up next on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials, and treatments such as teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalon.com, Detour Salon and Style.
What makes education-based athletics in Indiana different from other youth sports programs?
Our coaches genuinely care about their student-athletes as people, not just as athletes. And their top priority is teaching and mentoring, not winning and losing.
Our student-athletes play for the love of the game. They have pride in their school and community. They want to represent something bigger than themselves.
Our parents and fans know the student-athletes on the team. They've seen them grow up and care about them. They paint their faces, pack the stands, and cheer loud and proud. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. High school sports in Indiana couldn't be more different from other youth sports programs.
And we wouldn't have it any other way. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is passion you won't find anywhere else. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
We welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court. We're already underway here in the second quarter as Reese Kaplinger will miss the right-handed drive, but he'll get fouled on his way up, so Kaplinger will go to the line for two. 14-8 our score. Pendleton Heights leading, 7 minutes, 39 left to play in the first. That first quarter performance was fueled by Evan Mazingo, 9 points, 2 assists, leading his team in both of those stat columns.
Kaplinger getting to the line, going downhill. That's exactly what you want if you're Coach Buck, because you know Seth Roavia got himself double teams, got himself out of the double team, able to find a wide open Reese Kaplinger. Shot fake, went down, trying to get a layup. And I know Connersville wasn't happy the fact that there was a foul call there, but it looked like there was some contacts. And Reese Kaplinger going to the line.
Kaplinger makes one, misses one. It's his first point of the night. Coming in now for Connersville, Kevin Seeley. He had 4 points in the first quarter. He's subbing in Hunter Allen, who also had 4 points there in that first quarter. Picked off pass. Cooper Sims jumps in front of it. Cooper Sims cashes it off on the fast break. Sims clapping in the opponent's face. He gets the fast break basket there.
Cooper's Coach Buck's basically his energy guy. He's the one that he kind of, you know, goes to for defensive purposes. I say that and he gives up a bucket.
Tanner McHenry answers right back with a layup of his own. Nice move there, getting Cooper Sims off balance. 17-10 our score now. Pendleton Heights leading, just under 7 minutes to play in the first half. Seth Laravia going to go up strong and get the basket over Blaine Horsby there. Laravia's first basket of the game.
Laravia is kind of the point man in that offense for Coach Joe Buck. As Connersville's playing in zone, he's got the guy that's usually at the free throw line. He's going to either pass out or try to drive in. Great job driving in on the right-hand side of the lane, up for two and good.
Seeley to Horsby in the corner. Timeout here, Connersville. Coach Dave McCullough want to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break with them. 19-10, 6:27 to play in the second. Arabians lead over the Spartans here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials both eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court on the Arabian Sports Network. If you're just tuning in tonight, it's the Pendleton Heights Arabians against the Connersville Spartans for some boys basketball. Scoreboard reads 19-10, Pendleton Heights leading with 6:27 to play in the second quarter. Isaac Wilson going to sub in for the Pendleton Heights for the first time tonight. Five on the floor now for the Arabians. Cooper Sims, Isaac Wilson, Kaplinger, Laravia, and Evan Mazingo. More of an unusual lineup here for Pendleton Heights. Don't really see this much at all.
Technically, we're playing small.
That's true. In the corner now with it, Xander McKinley to the box. Blaine Horsby with the layup. No good. Offensive rebound, but no good once again. Connersville missed two shots there in that possession. Pendleton Heights now rebounds as Isaac Wilson going to hit the three in transition. Isaac Wilson from downtown.
Well, the Ravens got lucky because Seth Laravia had to get positioned down low and get the rebound. He didn't, but again, with Connersville missing that layup, easy transition time there for the Arabians, and a wide-open Isaac Wilson for three.
And Isaac Wilson on the season shooting 22% from three. I'm sure he'd like to see that number a bit higher, but that certainly will help there.
We all do.
So he knocks one there from the corner. Connersville inbounding here after the foul on Isaac Wilson. Horsby with it, top of the key, guarded by Kaplinger. Horsby gives it off to Peterson, tries to find Horsby down low. He dives for it, recovers. Now over to Mitchell Steely, and Connersville playing some mean ball down low, and eventually Blaine Horsby finishes off for two.
That's where Coach Buck's going to get on his Arabians, just to get good defensive rebounding position. They didn't do a good job there, and Hornsby was able to find himself an easy putback, offensive rebound and putback for two.
Wilson now top of the key for Pendleton Heights. Arabians lead 22-12 with 5 minutes to play in the first. Laravia pushing through two defenders, and Laravia shows off his strength. Going up strong for the two-pointer. 24-12, our score now.
Connersville has nobody that can really guard Seth Laravia, so he can get that whenever he wants to.
Kaplinger with the poke. Mazingo with the pickup. Mazingo down the other end. Finishes with the right hand. A lot of contact from Kevin Seeley. Played it well. But a good basket under pressure for Evan Mazingo, and yet another timeout here for Connersville. They're going to be down to two in the half. 26-12 our score. Pendleton Heights leading 4:32 to play in the second. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister's Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Engle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister's Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twister's Soda Bar.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School on the Arabian Sports Network. 26-12. Arabians lead with 4:28 to play in the second over the Connersville Spartans. Now Hunter Allen with it. Allen gives it off to Blaine Horsby. It's Connersville going to get a play set up here. Horsby right back to Allen. Top of the key, guarded by Cooper Sims. Now to Jaden Peterson. Peterson left wing. Gets the screen from Steely. Now back to Peterson, left wing. Allen with it, near wing. The three ball here, off the mark. Left it short, rebounded Cooper Sims and the Arabians. Cooper Sims spins out of a defender. Thinks about the three, doesn't take it, and said Isaac Wilson will. And Isaac Wilson drains it from three-point range. Arabians letting everything fall here tonight.
Well, that percentage is going to go up. It continues this.
29-12 our score now. Pendletonites leading with 3:36 to play in the second. A three in response. Jaden Peterson is no good. Sims down the other way. Goes up strong and finishes with the basket. Sims yelling to Jader Peterson. And it looks like we might have a tech here on Cooper Sims. Sims has been kind of in their face the whole night. He clapped in Xander McHenry's face earlier, and he was yelling at Jaden Peterson after finishing there. And sure enough, looks like there's going to be a tech here on Cooper Sims. And got to control yourself there a bit.
You just, as a player, as a young player, and again, Cooper's only a sophomore. Again, you know, he's got a lot of he's got a lot of energy. He's one of Coach Buck's really his go-getters as far as defense is concerned and energy guys, and sometimes that can lead to mistakes. But again, you know, this is something to where this can't deter you if you're a Pendleton Heights Arabian fan. You're up 31-14, basically going to have a little over a 10-point lead at half, and you just want to keep going with what you're doing right now. You're finding yourself wide open from downtown, seems like every possession, or you're having a fast break layup. So, you know, Pendleton Heights just needs to keep that up, keep the defensive pressure up, and they'll be just fine.
That'll be Sims first. Blaine Horsby nails both free throws. And, of course, Connersville, due to the tech, will get the ball right back, but a traveling call by Jane Peterson, so ball will go Pendleton Heights away. Cooper Sims, by the way, was benched there on that between the free throws. Joe Buck going to give him a little disciplinary time on the bench as Dontrez Braxton comes in, because Cooper Sims, I mean, he's having a night.
Yeah.
Up to 7 points already, and he's averaging not many. Of course, last night, Mount Vernon, he had 8 points. That was a career high for him. He's really already nearly beating that with seven.
So if you're a Cooper Sims fan, just listen to it, because, again, you know, he'll be back in momentarily. They're going to call over the back.
Yeah. Wilson shot the three, missed it. LaRavia tried to get the offensive board, but reached right over the head of Hunter Allen.
That's where just Seth is just a little too tall. And I don't know what you do there. It's just, you know, he reached right over. And, you know, it was something to where it's like, and I don't think he can believe it either, but, you know, it's just something to where it's the wrong place, wrong time. Earlier on in the game, Dontrez Braxton had the same thing where McHenry was able to tie him up because, you know, came down with the rebound, right place, right time for Connersville, wrong place, wrong time for Pendleton Heights.
Joe Estes will sub in now for Seth LaRavia. That's his first foul. Hunter Allen with it for the Connersville Spartan. Loses it. Fight for the ball on the floor is brought away by Blaine Horsby. Horsby now the baseline drive. Shot whistled off. He says we've got a foul here on the floor.
Well, and this is where if you're Coach Buck, you've got to let your team know that, you know, it seems like the whistles are, the frequency's picking up a little bit. Yeah. Crowds definitely on each side. Both crowd bases are not liking it very much right now. So it's, again, you know, I think they're at least being even there. But at the same time, you know, if you're Coach Buck and the Arabians, you need to take advantage of the fact that, you know, now you know this, you need to adjust accordingly.
Jumper no good by Kevin Seeley and the Connersville Spartans. Rebound at Pendleton Heights. Joe Estes, corner three. High arcing shot, no good. Gets his own miss and counts it in. Nice job by Joe Estes chasing a shot.
Yeah, good job there getting that second chance points there, you know, getting his own rebound, following your shot, exactly what every coach in America would be teaching you right now.
Corner, Blaine Horsby with it. Horsby spins Reese Kaplinger, goes up strong with it, and a foul called here. This will be Joe Estes trying to take the charge as Blaine Horsby went up strong with it, but refs go in the favor of Connersville, and that'll be foul number 5 for Pendleton Heights, so that'll put Connersville in the bonus as Blaine Horsby will go to the line for 2 shots, though, as shooting foul. Horsby nails the first. Most of his shots, or most of his points here this evening, coming from the free throw line. She's 88% free throw shooter. She's in there quite a bit, of course, being the tallest man on the team for Connorsville. Misses the second, though. Rebounded Joe Estes. Pendleton Knights now the other way with it. Wilson with it. Far corner. Gives it over to Evan Mazingo at the logo. Mazingo back to Wilson. Far wing. Now to Joe Estes. Over to Evan Mazingo. Mazingo baseline drive. Puts it up and gets it to go. Mazingo now up to 11 points on the evening.
And if you're Coach Buck, you're happy because, again, you lost your best player to foul trouble a couple minutes in, basically, I think, into the first quarter. And Josiah Gustin may not be on the floor, but he definitely is enjoying the scoreboard right now. Under a couple minutes to go in a half.
35-15, Pendleton Heights with their biggest lead of the night. Now 20 points, minute 23 to play in the second. Brady Cloud, three ball, off the mark, rebounded. Isaac Wilson on the outside. Wilson, Euro-stepping, putting it up, no good, fight for the board, and a foul is called. This one, it looks like, will be against Connorsville. Again, it was a fight for the rebound. Reese Kaplinger was the one who got fouled there. It's going to be Brady Cloyd with a foul.
They're going to call it on the rebound, so it's going to be out of bounds underneath the basket.
Hunter Allen will come in for Mitchell Seely. Three ball right away off of the inbound by Evan Mazingo's off the mark. Rebounded Joe Estes. And the Arabians, they're going to get another shot at it here. Minute to play in the first half. Dontrez Braxton has it at the logo. Braxton gives it to Mazingo. Now to Isaac Wilson. Guarded by Seely. Joe Estes gets it on the pick and roll, and Estes finishes with the right underhand.
Buck was adamant. He wanted a play. He had something in mind, and we just, you know, had to wait to see it unfold. Great pick and roll there between Braxton and Joe Estes there. Joe Estes with the easy two there as he rolled to the baskets.
Hunter Allen over to Xander McHenry. McHenry top of the key. One-handed pass to Kevin Seely.
And this is where, if you're Connorsville, you actually are waiting for the last shot because you just want to make sure you are just keeping this momentum, this Pendleton Heights momentum, as at bay, only being down 22.
10 seconds to play. Connorsville will get a last second shot at it. Hunter Allen drives, puts it up. A lot of contact. Foul called. And he'll go to the line for two shots. This one will be called against Dontrez Braxton. He's kind of in disbelief there. There was a lot of Arabians, a lot of white jerseys around the call, but Braxton ends up with it. That'll be his first, though, so not too much to worry on his part. The first one is up and good for Hunter Allen.
Pendleton Heights just has to keep up the momentum in the second half. You know, right now, having a decent, if not a big lead, you know, this is something to where in the second half, they can't take their foot off the gas. They have to keep the pressure up.
Allen gets them both. Dontrez Braxton, last second shot is off the front iron, and
so
no
close.
And that'll do it for the first half. Pendleton Heights leading 37-17. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Jackson Todd was able to sit down with girls swimmer here at Pendleton Heights, Julian Jackson, for our halftime interview. That'll be up next after the break here on the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show, 91.7 WEEN.
What makes education-based athletics in Indiana different from other youth sports programs?
Our coaches genuinely care about their student-athletes as people, not just as athletes. And their top priority is teaching and mentoring, not winning and losing.
Our student-athletes play for the love of the game. They have pride in their school and community. They want to represent something bigger than themselves.
Our parents and fans know the student-athletes on the team. They've seen them grow up and care about them. They paint their faces, pack the stands, and cheer loud and proud. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. High school sports in Indiana couldn't be more different from other youth sports programs.
And we wouldn't have it any other way. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is passion you won't find anywhere else. This is your IHSAA.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Jackson Todd. This is the ASN Halftime Show. I'm joined here with...
Jillian Jackson.
And Jillian, so give us your name, your grade, and the sport you play.
All right. My name is Jillian Jackson. I'm a senior this year, and I swim, and then I'm also involved in track.
Awesome. So how long have you been swimming for?
I have swam since my freshman year.
Okay. And what got you interested in swimming,
So I immediately, I honestly did not even know swimming was a sport when I first started. And then one of my friends randomly mentioned it and was like, yeah, I enjoy it so much. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to swim. You can't go wrong with just trying new things. So I went ahead and swam, and I really enjoyed it and appreciated all the people I've met through it.
Very good. So give us kind of your, not only your career recap of, 4 years now, but last season especially, touch on that a little bit and let us know how you did.
Okay, so freshman year I started, the team was really big. We had a lot of swimmers that year, and it was almost like I kind of got involved, but I wasn't really super involved. And then my sophomore year came, I got more involved. I started working on strokes in swimming, and I also then... Now on to this year, I feel like I've had a more prominent place in the team, and I've gotten to meet a lot of people and had high responsibilities. I have more events at my meets, and I think it gave me the opportunity, becoming an upperclassman, to be able to kind of go into the leadership position. And even this year, it's crazy because I look down at all the younger underclassmen and they look up to me. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something that really changed into last season. And I also, last season, a recap of the progress, I last year was my most substantial improvements, as I saw, especially in my main freestyle. And it came sectionals and I cut off a lot of time, and that was really exciting for me. So it kind of just shows that the work you put into something and the time and not skipping sets and just making sure you're not only just doing them, but you're setting an example for others. I think that's a really important and crucial part in sports.
So give us your favorite events to swim and what events you swim in.
Okay. So my favorite event is the 200 free because it's a good amount of distance. It's not too much, but it's perfect. That's my favorite. And then I also enjoy breaststroke, under breast.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. So what's your kind of your goals for this season? Where do you, want to make it? How seriously are you taking it? And
So I'm really, really, really stressing progress this year. Because it's my last year, I want to leave knowing that I put everything into it that I can. A couple days ago was looking up improvements and little ways to do that. So I think my definitely one is definitely at our big meets, conference and sectionals, just really being able to get into finals, being able to get in a place where I don't know, that I see substantial improvement and that I know that I started freshman year never swimming before. And I didn't even know how to do a flip turn or a back turn. And now I'm where I am now. So it's definitely want to see improvements in that.
Very nice. And then, what are there any meets or tournaments or anything like that you're kind of looking forward to that you have circled on the calendar?
So actually, tomorrow, Saturday, is our Shelbyville Relays, and it's an all relay meet. You got this group of four, and I'm really excited for that because it's a fun meet, sort of. It's not one where we're yes, there's a stress on everything. Always the stress of an athlete, but it's something fun you do. It's almost a team bonding thing. And also probably conference too. I enjoy conference. It's stressful, but it's a good stress, a stress that makes you want to do better. Mm-hmm. So,
and then switching sports here. Personally, I did not know you ran track. Kind of go into that a little bit and tell me a little bit about track.
Okay. So I ran track freshman, and then last year I took a break in between sophomore, and I kind of regret it, but I did that.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy running. It's more of kind of a hobby to me. I just ran the gobble wobble at Thanksgiving, and first time doing that, it was really fun. And I'm even looking into doing it in college, but I'm not, I have, I've thought about it, but I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
But anyways, I've really enjoyed it. I've had really good coaches. Coach Bear, he's really good. I think it's almost like a demanding thing. So it's honestly like a really respectful sport to do, I feel like, because it's individual sports are like really demanding because you're also like worrying about your own individual performance and like the team's performance and like doing well for them.
Yeah.
So I think that and last year, my last season, I got Achilles tendonitis and that was really difficult. But I really appreciate my team because they were all like there for me and like I was able to be like not like I wasn't able to run for a little bit, but I was able to be like encouraging them and stuff. So
yeah.
I appreciated that.
Awesome. That's all we have for you today. Second quarter action coming up next.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network halftime show, 91.7 WEEM. Score after two, Pendleton Heights leading the Connersville Spartans 37-17. Taking a look now at our for halftime statistics, starting off with the Pendleton Heights Arabians leading them in scoring. It was Evan Mazingo with 13. He was 2-for-2 inside the perimeter, 3-for-8 from outside of the arc. Started off 0-for-4, but then heated up very quickly, made all three of his three-pointers consecutively. He also had three assists. Following him in scoring, Cooper Sims with 7. Isaac Wilson with 6. He had 2 three-pointers there in that first half. Joe Estes, Seth Aravia with 4 apiece. Josiah Gustin with 2. Reese Kaplinger with 1. And looking over to the Connersville Spartans, leading them in scoring, it was Hunter Allen. He had 6, followed by Blaine Horsby. Blaine Horsby, of course, heading into the game, averaging 10.8 points a night. That's the leading scorer for these Connersville Spartans. Has only 5, but of course, on pace for his average. And then Kevin Seeley with 4. And then Xander McHenry with 2, leading up to a total of 17. And in that first half, you look at that, for Pendleton Heights, really the thing that stands out to me is you got 37 points, and you really did it without Josiah Gustin had only 4 minutes there in that first half, 2 points, and you're still up by 20 points, which is, if you told me that heading into this game, I wouldn't believe you, so that's definitely, that's standing out to me here at halftime.
Well, and it's, again, we looked at it pregame, and it's something I didn't point out, but I didn't mention it, but it's, you know, you got a balanced scoring on one side. It's Connersville. But again, very early on in the season, they've lost to a tough Delta squad. It's 4-0 right now, but they're able to beat Union County and Rushville and able to at least be able to get some momentum early on and to get some, looks like some camaraderie because, again, the point total, there's nobody that jumped out at us. You know, obviously Hornsby with the double-figure points per game, but there wasn't somebody who was averaging, you know, an outstanding amount yet. Whereas, you know, you have Pendleton Heights who has, you know, a dominant big man in Josiah Gustin, somebody who you know, other teams are definitely going to key on. He goes out of the ball game, and then you see who else is going to be able to put the ball in the basket. You know, is it going to be a Cooper Sims? Is it going to be a Dontrez Braxton? Is it going to be an Aaron Cookston? So, you know, right now you're seeing everybody, the whole team kind of join in. But I'm telling you what, if I'm, you know, Evan Mazingo, I'm not stopped shooting. Like I would keep shooting until coach told me to stop.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Players taking the floor here for the second half. Connersville will start with possession of the ball here. Blaine Horsby will inbound it from the far sideline.
Josiah's just got to be excited to be off the bench.
Yeah, exactly. Horsby will give it to Hunter Allen off of the inbound here, and he'll cross the timeline. Attacking the left now is the Connersville Spartans. Jaden Peterson with it. At the logo, right back to Hunter Allen, near wing. Now to Horsby, top of the key. Peterson will get it off of the screen. He's guarded by the senior Aaron Cookston. Cookston, of course, led Mount Vernon's key scorer last night to 0 points and 6 points. Peterson will knock down the two there, his first basket of the night, as he'll get the scoring kicked off here in the second half. Evan Mazingo with it, right wing. Now down low, Josiah Gustin got it, but a foul was called before he can get it up. Blaine Horsby tried to reach his right hand in front of the pass, and looks like he reached a bit too far in, so foul called there. And Josiah Gustin will, or excuse me, this will be on the floor, so Dontrez Braxton will inbound here from the baseline. Josiah Gustin receives it up high off of the inbound, misses the shot. Rebounded by Connersville.
Tough shot there from Josiah. Turn around in the lane. He wasn't exactly set where he was and wasn't able to actually get that clean look that he was hoping for.
Peterson now with it. Near corner over to Hunter Allen. Allen struggled to bring it in, but gets it. Calms it back down. Jaden Peterson, far wing. Peterson, top of the key. Now over to Seeley. Seeley gets past Seth Aravia, tried the underhanded layup, but looks like he lost control there. It was rebounded by Davidson, but Davidson then missed the shot. Rebounded Aravians. Now Evan Mazingo with the top of the key.
Pendleton Heights just has to take their time right now. They've got to be patient. They're up big, so they just need to make sure they're manufacturing good offensive possessions and then getting good shots.
Aravia with a nice jump fake and drive. Misses the shot, but Josiah Gustin gets the offensive rebound, puts it back in, but a goaltending call here. So this basket is waved off. An offensive goaltending, don't see that too often.
The Ravens fans weren't happy about that. The referee was near the half-court line when he made that call, and the referee underneath the basket did not. So, again, the Ravens fans weren't exactly happy about that.
37-19, Arabians lead 6 minutes to play in the third. A wide open three here from Kevin Seeley on the left wing is no good. Rebounded Evan Mazingo in Pendleton Heights. Mazingo gets the top of the key. Back to Braxton at the logo.
Coach McCullough is not going to be happy that Connersville didn't crash the boards there in that last possession.
Evan Mazingo shot the three from the far wing, missed it, went up top, touched the top of the backboard, and of course that'll be out of bounds. So Connersville will get the ball here as Jaden Peterson take it up. Kevin Seeley over to Peterson. Peterson, the long three ball is off the mark yet again. Rebounded by Evan Mazingo. Now, of course, Mazingo coming off of a very impressive night against Mount Vernon with 6 points. Josiah Gustin gets it down low, spins off a defender, gets the basket and the foul. Josiah Gustin coming to life after a 2-point first half. With a potential and one here, he'll go to the line for a shot.
It's a good job, again, being the biggest guy on the court. You know, sometimes that can be, you know, a hurdle that's too big to overcome, but great footwork there. And notice where he was at. It's just nice and easy, and making sure he gave himself the opportunity for an and one.
Gustin shooting 72% from the free throw line on the season. Makes this one nothing but the net. Ravens pushing their lead to over 40 points now, or excuse me, over 20 points. Sorry about that, 21 points is the lead. 5 minutes, 10 seconds to play in the third. Kevin Seeley with it in the corner. Over to Hunter Allen. Allen kicks it back out to McHenry. McHenry drives, looking, gives it off to Kevin Seeley, and Seeley misses the shot. It's rebounded by Josiah Gustin and the Arabians. Quite the mismatch down low there. Cy Gustin got a foot on Zane Bentley, who just checked in on that last dead ball.
Neither Seeley or Hornsby is on the floor for Connersville.
Hookston with a nice hook shot there. Got it on the low block from Evan Mazingo. Worked on his defender a bit, shot the hook, and got it for his first basket of the night. Peterson showing off the speed, but Aaron Cookston having none of that but a foul here. That was quite the block in the student section, giving quite the reaction, but the ref said it was just a bit too much contact as Jaden Peterson hit the hardwood. So Peterson will go to the line for a pair here.
Well, that's where, again, if you're Pendleton Heights, you're trying to limit yourself with fouls, making sure that also there's no easy buckets. So, you know, right there, Cookston did a great job of, you know, he lost a step there, but he was able to recover, blocked the shot, but apparently he got too much of the body on the way up there for the referee's liking.
Peterson makes both. Coming in now for the Spartans, it's Brady Cloyd.
Again, Arabians just need to be patient, get good shots there. When you're up 21, you can get complacent. But the biggest challenge here is just to find yourself nice, easy buckets.
Braxton has it right wing. Tried to get it into Josiah down low, but a nice job by the senior Zane Bentley getting his arm in there and poking it out of bounds. Pendleton Knights will inbound here from the baseline. Now, as you mentioned, Josiah Gustin set the rapier on the floor, but Connersville don't have Blaine Horsby or Kevin Seeley, on here. We got a three ball from Evan Mazingo that falls, so Pendleton Knights will push their lead now to 45-21. 4 minutes to play in the third. Bentley over to Cloyd in the corner. Now to McHenry. Henry gives it over to Seeley at the elbow. Seeley will back it out. Now at top of the key. Hunter Allen drives over to Bentley. Bentley nearly lost it on the pass to Xander McHenry, but Connersville recovers. Now in the corner, it's Kevin Seeley with it, guarded by Dontrez Braxton. Seeley to Allen. Now to McHenry. Connersville looking for a good shot, but good defense for Pendleton Knights. And of course, as I say that, Kevin Seeley drives on Dontrez Braxton, gets by him, and finishes with a wide-open layup under the hoop.
Well, that's where, as the Arabians, you need to make sure that you're finding your way. If you are seeing somebody get by their man, you've got to make sure that you're finding a way to get down low and make sure you're not making that drive easy for him.
Josiah Gustin goes under the hoop and finishes with a slam dunk. Working on the mismatch, of course, Zane Bentley, considerably shorter than Josiah Gustin. Got a foul here on the floor against Pendleton Heights. This one will be against Seth LaRavia.
He knew it as soon as he trying to put some pressure on Connersville to step out of bounds. Got a little over-anxious.
Got a three-man substitution here for Pendleton Heights. Cooper Sims, Isaac Wilson, and Reese Kaplinger are coming in for Aaron Cookston, Dontrez Braxton, and Seth LaRavia. And coming back in for the Connersville Spartans, that is Mitchell Seeley. Isaac Wilson poked it out of Hunter Allen, but Hunter Allen recovers. Hand off here to Kevin Seeley. Right back to Brady Cloyd. Cloyd looking. Over to Kevin Seeley. Seeley in the corner. Top of the key pass to Brady Cloyd. Cloyd down low. Stolen away by the Arabians. Isaac Wilson ends up with it. Arabians now in transition. They're going to want to slow things down here. Cooper Sims has it at the logo. Sims, 7 points in the first half. This is his first time seeing the floor here in the second half. Mazingo, corner three. It's good, Mazingo. Yet another three. Letting them rain here tonight.
2 of 3, I think, in the second half here. He's done a great job of, again, setting his feet. You know, every time I see him shoot the ball, or at least most of the times I've seen him shoot the ball, he does a great job of setting his feet so that he has a great plant base to get that shot up off of. And if you see it, it's a thing of beauty.
Brady Cloyd drives left side. Tries to back it out. Finds Mitchell Steele on the baseline pass, but it was out of bounds, and it was last touched by Connersville here. Bounced right off the hands of Steele, and Pendleton Knights will inbound now from the baseline. Sims taking it up for Pendleton Knights. 50-23 our score. Pendleton Knights leads a minute 25 to play in the third. Wilson has it top of the key. Over to Sims in the far corner. Gives it over to Josiah Gustin. Gustin misses the layup, but a foul called. This will be against Brady Cloyd. It's a lot of contact there, so Josiah Gustin once again will go to the line for two shots here.
Of course, this isn't the only Hoosier Heritage Conference opponents that Connors will be facing this year. They've got quite the plethora of Hoosier Heritage Conference teams coming up. After the new year, they'll face Newcastle, New Pal, and it's just something to where it's like this conference, you know, if you're somebody like Connersville, you want to face these ball clubs, especially going into not only your sectional play. You want to see some of these players that are going to be a little bit bigger than maybe your average opponents in the Eastern Indiana Conference.
Josiah makes one, misses the other. Connersville rebounds, 51-23, Arabians leading. cross-court pass over here to Jaden Peterson, the senior. Peterson spins, puts up the tough shot, and gets it to go off the backboard. Nice move from Peterson. He's up to six.
Very nice move. Able to find his way past his man. Nice spin move there. Used his pivot foot well there. Up for two, an easy layup there for him.
Gustin gets it on the nice pass from Isaac Wilson, and Josiah Gustin finishes hard at the rack with a slam dunk with two hands.
Isaac, Josiah's third dunk, I think, of the game.
Yep, as we got a three here on the other end. Mitchell Steele going to hit his first basket of the game. And if my memory serves me correct, this might be the first three we've seen from Connersville on the night. Sims, top of the key, over to Evan Mazingo. Off the bounce pass, right back to Sims at the logo. 10 seconds to play. Rabian's going to want a last second shot here. Mazingo coming off the screen. Bounce inside to Josiah Gustin. Gustin puts up the jumper. It's no good, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Pendleton Knights leading 53-28. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, fourth quarter on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com. This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton, serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838, House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court on the Arabian Sports Network. Pendleton Heights leading the Connersville Spartans 53-28. As we open up the fourth quarter here, Arabians will start with possession of the basketball as well as the lead. Cooper Sims gets it off the inbound from Josiah Gustin. Isaac Wilson now has it. Right wing gets Reese. Finds Reese Kaplinger on the pick and roll, and Reese Kaplinger finishes at the rim with the right hand. Nice move by Reese Kaplinger, getting away from the defender and hitting the open shot. Travel here. Hunter Allen got it on the baseline. Thought about the basket, hesitated a bit too much, and then took a step for a dribble, and Arabians will get the ball here. After the Connersville turnover,
gets everybody. You know, you make sure you have to put the ball down before you actually put that first foot forward. And we've seen it a couple times here tonight by both teams trying to get in a hurry.
Wilson on the baseline drive finishes with the left hand on a awkward shot, but still gets it to go. So 57-28, our score now. Arabians leading 7 minutes, 18 to play in the fourth. Top of the key three ball here is off the mark and no good from Xander McHenry and the Connersville Spartans. Arabians now going the other way. Isaac Wilson with a one hand pass to Reese Kaplinger. Now down low to Josiah Gustin, and a foul is called here as soon as he gets it. This is going to be on Judd Garrett, who entered the game here at the beginning of the fourth quarter for the first time tonight. He's dealt with the difficult task of guarding Josiah Gustin.
That's got to be the toughest one he's going to face this year.
Does have a nice move here. Jumps in front of the pass, predicts it, and gets the steal. That is Judd Garrett, and Connersville will force the turnover on the Arabians. One of the few times they've done that tonight. Air ball here. Jaden Peterson misses badly. Out of bounds. Last touch, of course, Connersville. So Pendleton Knights will inbound here from the baseline. Cooper Sims across the timeline for Pendleton Heights. Wilson gets it now to Reese Kaplinger. Kaplinger goes up, count that baby, and a foul. Reese Kaplinger with the and one. Nice move from the senior there. He's kind of getting hot here. Just had a basket a couple possessions ago. Has a chance at three here with this free throw. Of course, looking on the schedule for Pendleton Heights going forward, their next game will be here at home against Garen Catholic on the 12th. Reese Kaplinger, by the way, missed that free throw. And then after that, they'll be on the road on the 16th going over to Liberty Christian. Missed layup here from Hunter Allen on the left hand. Good defense from Evan Mazingo. Rebounded, though, by by Connersville. So they'll have another shot at it as Hunter Allen has it far wing. Now Xander McHenry near wing as he drives over Cooper Sims and finishes with a nice move.
Right now, this is all going to be what Coach Buck's going to emphasize probably on the tape. He's going to be something to where, you know, if players aren't giving their all on the defensive end or if they're shutting down a little bit early, he's going to make sure that they are understanding you can't do this in any point of time in the basketball game. You've got to make sure you're finishing strong no matter if you're up one or, in this case, 31.
Josiah Gustin gets the basket with the rim in his face. A nice assist from Cooper Sims, but on the other end, it's Jaden Peterson getting the basket to fall. It looks like Coach Buck will call off the Dogs as he'll send in Hayden Fox. As well as Joe Estes. Of course, Hayden Fox, he has saw a little bit of varsity time so far this year. I think that was against LaPel, if I'm researching it correct, about a week ago. But he'll enter in, more of a JV player, so Pendleton is going to want to get some of the younger guys some varsity minutes here with this one pretty much sealed away. 61-32 our score. Ravens, of course, lead 5:20 to play in the fourth. Kaplinger drives, gets it poked away and stolen away by the Spartans. Hunter Allen, the other way, a wild shot there. And a foul is called here. Hunter Allen will go to the line for a pair. This foul is going to be called against Reese Kaplinger, his first and Arabian's first team foul here at the quarter. First one is up and good for Hunter Allen. Taking a look at the Hoosier Heritage standings for Pendleton Heights. They're coming in last in the conference, 0-1 and 1-4 overall. But, of course, has only played one sectional or conference game. Excuse me, that was last night where they lost to Mount Vernon in a close one, 44-42. Hunter Allen gets them both. Arabians coming up here. Connersville sending two defenders here for a full court press. Arabians shake it easily, though. Wilson, top of the key. Hands off. Cooper Sims now with it. Going to get a screen from Reese Kaplinger at the top of the key. Right back to Sims. Sims shot fakes from the elbow. Drains it. Sims breaks his season high. Now with 9 points on the night.
A little later than we thought it was going to be, but yeah, we knew it was coming.
Of course, last night had 8 points against Mount Vernon. That is Cooper Sims, and here tonight, now with 9. Jane Peterson with yet another acrobatic layup. This one's no good. It's a push out of bounds. Judd Garrett and Reese Kaplinger were fighting for the board, and Kaplinger gave a bit of a push there out of bounds. So that'll be Kaplinger's second and Arabian's second of the quarter. Peterson inbounds. Bounce pass to Hunter Allen. Hand off to Peterson.
Garen Catholic game looks interesting, though, at this point. GC 4-1 right now, and we'll see what their schedule looks like. If they're going to be tougher than we, you know, than their maybe their class, he suggests. And you know, again, we're always looking at the future Hoosier Heritage Conference opponents coming up on the 12th of January. New Pal at New Pal. That's always a tough trip, and definitely want to get the win there. Shelbyville right after that, so two back-to-back, and that's going to be something, too, is whereas, you know, as Coach Buck alluded to in the pregame, and what you asked him about, the back-to-back games, that's going to be, you know, this is going to be leading up to that weekend of the January 12th and 13th. They're going to be doing a lot of traveling for New Pal and Shelbyville, and so that's going to be important to see what's going on with how that's going to work. How that's going to be affecting, you know, how well they play and hopefully getting two W's, two conference wins.
Yeah, we got a foul here on Xander McHenry. And, yeah, of course, Hoosier Heritage, one of the tough conferences last year, New Pal, one of the toughest teams in the state. Of course, they're going to be hoping to repeat that success. Of course, they walked away with the win in the sectional. I mean, not only does Pendleton Heights have a tough conference, they have a tough sectional as well. I mean, Anderson, right. Mount Vernon, New Pal, many others. Cooper Sims with a 8-footer here off the mark. Joe Estes misses the putback shot, or at least misses the rebound on the chance. Driving here left side, Xander McHenry going to get fouled. So he'll go to the line for two shots here, and that's pretty much delaying the inevitable 30-point lead for Pendleton Heights. Pretty much have this one all wrapped up. You look back for these two teams on their series for the past 35 years. Pendleton Heights leads these two, the series 15-6, and of course with this game here this evening, they'll advance that to 16-6. In the last 10 matchups, Pendleton Heights leads 6-4. They're going to bring that up to 7-4. And the last win for Connersville is back in 2022. Of course, last year. Now that you look at that game last year, that's right. Very physical game. Very, very physical game. Final score 56-45. Evan Mazingo had 16 points, so he's having quite the record against the Spartans.
He loves playing Connersville.
Yeah, 16 points last year. Tonight he has 17. So here we got an inbound from the baseline for Connersville. Score 62-35. Pendleton Heights leads. 3 minutes to play in the fourth. Peterson, jumper, off the mark, no good. Fight for the rebound, brought away by Hayden Fox. Nearly lost it, recovers. Fox, gonna pass half-court line here. Isaac Wilson has it near wing. Now to Cooper Sims, top of the key. Sims looks like he's gonna back it up. No need to push anything here. This foul is gonna be called here on Xander McHenry.
Yeah, just delaying the inevitable, as you said earlier. At this point, just keep the ball away and do your best impersonation of the Globetrotters and yep. Just keeping the handoffs up near the logo.
Sims will hit it, catches it like a receiver there. Off of the inbound pass from Hayden Fox. It's a little quarterback to wide receiver action.
Mm-hmm.
Fox has it near corner. Fox drives, baseline, puts up the tough shot, no good. Joe Estes there for the rebound, misses. That one, unlucky, bounces around and no good. Fox gets his hand on the cookie jar and looks like a jump ball here. That'd be a foul. Hayden Fox was the one that got in it. Yeah, a foul going to be called on Hayden Fox. He wanted a jump ball, of course, but...
You like the hard play, though, at the end of the game. You know, the kids that don't normally get this big of a chance during a varsity game, they're going to try to make the most of it. And that's just some hard play there. There wasn't really anything physical from my point of view.
Hayden Fox, one of the leaders on the JV team. JV team, by the way, won tonight 54-39, and it looks like at this pace, Pendleton Heights will go 2-0 on the night against Connersville, winning both JV, and in about a minute and 53 seconds will win varsity. Another foul here on Xander McHenry. This is his third.
I know I was mentioning this to you before the game started, and you know, after the pregame interview, but... I remember telling Coach Buck, this is exactly what you want to see, you know, early on. You know, you don't mind if your team goes through some issues early on. You definitely just want to make sure you're hitting the stride towards sectional time. And this is where, you know, as he continues to build this young ball club and, you know, he returns to coaching full time, it's something to where he just wants to see, you know, as any coach wants to see, effort, good movement without the ball, and making sure that you're making good decisions. And I think any good decision right now is giving Evan Mazingo the ball, letting him shoot for three. But other than that, it's, again, moving well without the ball, making sure that they are hitting the boards. I didn't think they didn't hit the boards as well as they should have tonight, especially with the size advantage that they have. So it's something to where, again, Coach Buck's going to have to make sure that he emphasizes that, including the fact that, you know, you have some teams that are having some, you know, height differential the other way. Like, we're going to be, you know, a little bit smaller than some of the opponents that we'll face later on in the year.
Joe Essence will go to the line here as we got a foul here on Judd Garrett for Connersville. Taking a look at some of the other Hoosier Heritage matchups happening tonight. Greenfield Central over at Southport. Greenfield Central starting the year 4-0, considered one of the better teams in not only the conference but the state this year. Had a very good year last year and is really didn't lose too many seniors. Yorktown was over at Pike. I think that happened later afternoon, and Pike won that one 54-48. A great game. Pike came away with it. Yorktown advances to 1-2. Pike 2-1 now. Jay County at Newcastle, that one going on currently. Delta at Tipton, those two undefeated teams going at it. And then, of course, Connersville, Pendletonites here tonight. And then Shelbyville traveling over to Whiteland to face off against 1-2 Whiteland, as Ethan Aniford will get a fast break basket here. 69-38, our score now, just under a minute 30 to play. Jaden Peterson for Connersville taking it up. Peterson gets a layup to fall. He's heating up here in this fourth quarter, making the stats look a bit better on his part. He's up to 13 now on the evening. Majority of those points coming from the fourth quarter. Cooper Sims with it. Elbow, backs it out. Now top of the key. We'll give it over to Hayden Fox. And with 20 seconds to go, Ravens will hope to take this lead down and walk away with the win. Fox hands off to Cooper Sims. Now 11 seconds of play, and Sims that'll do it. Pendletonites wins 69-40. Ravens advance to 2-4 on the season. Go to 500 at home, 2-2 here at Joe Buck Court. And then for Connersville, they drop to 2-3 as they take a loss on their first road game of the year. Again, final score 69-40. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll break down the stats as well as the performance from both the Spartans and the Arabians here this evening. That'll be up next after the break here on the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Danarite's Dental Studio, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as the education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on-site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanarites.com. Dr. Danarite's Dental Studio. This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 J.H. Walker Drive in Pendleton. Rawlings House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501. Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show on 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in, final score for the evening, Pendleton Heights Arabian 69, Connersville Spartans 40. Pendleton Heights coming away with their second win of the year, advancing to 2-4, and Connersville taking their third loss on the season, dropping down to 2-3. But taking a look now at our final box score, starting off with the Pendleton Heights Arabians, leading them in scoring, it was the junior Evan Mazingo. He had 19 points. He was 5-for-11 from three-point range, 2-for-2 from inside the arc. And, of course, we were mentioning there during the broadcast, Evan Mazingo loves to play. The Connersville Spartans had 16 points, last year against the Spartans when they traveled over to Connersville, and 19 points here tonight. Following him was Josiah Gustin, 12 points. Only had 2 points there at the half break, so he heated up there in the second half, got plenty more minutes. He only really had about 3-4 minutes in the first half, 14 in total. He also had 3 rebounds. He was 5-for-7 from inside the arc, didn't attempt a three-pointer. Reese Kaplinger, 5 points. Seth LaRavia, 4 points. Isaac Wilson had 8. Cooper Sims had 9. And then Hayden Fox, Ethan Hannaford, Aaron Cookson all with two. And then finally, Joe Estes with 6 points. He was 2 for 4 from inside the arc, 2 for 2 from the free throw stripe for a total of 69 points for the Arabians. Switching things over to the Connersville Spartans, they were led by Jaden Peterson. Majority of those points come from the fourth quarter. He had 13, 4 for 6 from inside the arc, 1 for 5 from three-point range. Hunter Allen had 8. Xander McHenry had 5. Blaine Horsby had 5 as well. Kevin Seeley with 6. Mitchell Steely, and then with 3. And then finally, as I mentioned, Xander McHenry with 5 for a total of 40 points. Again, final score 69-40. But for tonight, as I was just mentioning, it was Evan Mazingo who got it done for the Arabians on the offensive end. But on the defensive end, you know, they played very sound. That's really been the highlight, at least when you compare those two for Pendleton tonight so far this year. Especially with Aaron Cookson, of course, he's been a big name for the Arabians, has been a lockdown defender. Whoever he gets paired up against, he always locks it down. Sure, he didn't have the toughest matchup tonight, but at least nowhere near as tough as the matchups he's had in the past this season. But still, Arabians had a great game defensively and also offensively, putting up a season high of 69 points. So you can't be mad at the end of the day. And this Connersville team, I mean, although the score might not show it, they're a tough team. Of course, they have 2 wins on the year, and they can always compete. So I think this game will really give them that confidence that Coach Buck was mentioning after a pregame interview, that the Arabians really need so much is that confidence, that they know that they can dominate the game. And this has really been their first domination. Of course, you look back to that lapel game, and yeah, sure, it was a pretty big lead at the end for Pendleton Ice, but it was only really about 10 points, 13 points to be exact. This one, nearly 30 points. So I think this is exactly what Pendleton Ice needs, just a dominating win that's going to give them that confidence heading in to some tougher matchups down the road.
And I think, you know, we even go back to last night, and I think that's confidence there. Last night, you may have, you know, again, losing by 2 points to Mount Vernon, yes, you lost, but still, that was a hard-fought contest. Both teams played well, and it's something to where Coach Buck's going to reference that next week in practice, say, hey, boys, you know, this is what you were able to do against a pretty tough Mount Vernon team. Maybe not the best in the Hoosier Heritage, but it's somebody that, again, you know, if you are not playing your best and you're only losing by two, that's something that, you know, you build on, and Coach Buck's going to build on next week as they're looking to play a couple more tough opponents. And it's something to where, as they continue to look forward to after the first of the year, especially that week, that couple week span of going from New Powell, Shelbyville, and then to Delta and Greenfield Central. As you said, Greenfield Central might be the class of the conference so far, but we'll see how that works out. But again, you look at Josiah Gusson, foul trouble early in the first half, not exactly able to imprint on this game as much as he'd want, like, but it's something to where the rest of the Arabian squad was able to find their way to the basket, able to get good shots. As I said earlier in the broadcast, Evan Mazingo, every time he was able to find his spots, you know, I won't say every, because again, he wasn't 100% from three, but it felt like it was, because every time, especially in that span in the second quarter where he had like 3 or 4 in a row, he was able to basically set and fire. And if you're the defense, if you're Connersville, that's one thing you can't let a shooter like Evan Mazingo do. You can't let him set and be comfortable. And he was set, and he was basically in a lazy boy recliner. You know, as comfortable as you could be as a shooter, able to rise up and follow through as well as he always does, it seems like. But it's something to where the Connersville defense wasn't able to really, you know, counteract that, wasn't able to get pressure on the shooters penalty of the night tonight, and that's why you saw the big lead. I'm not sure exactly what the three-point percentage was, but it was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you look here just at these shooting splits for Pendleton Heights. In the first half, they shot 69.2% from inside the arc, 58.8% in the second half on the game, 63.3% from inside the arc, 50% from outside the arc on the game. So phenomenal on that, and 70% from the free throw line as a team again on the final score. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined here by the head coach for the Arabians, Coach Buck. So that'll be up next after the break here on the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, 91.7 WEEM.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in, final score for the evening, 69-40. Pendleton Knights coming away with the win over the Connersville Spartans, advancing to 2-4 on the year. We're joined here now by the head coach for the Pendleton Knights Arabians, Coach Buck. But Coach, got a great win here this evening. He executed very well, especially there from outside of the range. So really heading out of this, what are your first reactions from the game here this evening?
Well, I'm happy for the kids to get a win.
Yeah.
Been working extremely hard and putting in a lot of time in practice, and we needed to find a win, so it was a big night for everyone.
Yeah, and the threes were falling tonight, 8-for-16 as a team. That's 50%. So really, where did that success root?
Well, you hit it. It helps when the ball goes in the basket. Last night, you know, we talked in pregame. You know, last night we shot 25% in the first half, couldn't buy a basket. Tonight we didn't start off really strong, to be honest with you. We struggled in the first couple minutes, but then kids really, really picked it up. We shot extremely well. Our stat people had us for 69% inside the arc in the first half and 50% behind the arc. So that makes up for a lot of things. But our kids, like you mentioned, did execute offensively. They came out with a man-to-man and a 2-3 zone. The way our kids attacked the 2-3 zone didn't take long, and it drove them out of that. So really proud of the way that we executed. They played a little bit of 1-2-2. We were able to run our 1-2-2 offense as well. Executed on all three of those different types of defenses.
Yeah, and of course, early we saw Josiah Gustin getting some foul trouble. He didn't really see too much playing time in that first half, but you guys were still able to execute heading into the locker rooms. You were up 20 points. So really, with him off the floor, how were you still able to really put the ball in the basket without your leading score?
Well, you said execution. We did a nice job of getting ball reversal. We talked about how we needed to start taking the ball inside off of a pass or off a ball reversal. Our players did a nice job, and Seth LaRavia was at the low block when we took Josiah out. He did a nice job. He was strong. He shaped up, got us a couple buckets, and got us going as well inside. And he had a good first half. Reese Kaplinger had quality minutes for us tonight. It's good to see him have a good game. He worked so hard in practice, as you and I have talked before. So he came in off the bench, played extremely hard, ended up with 5 points, 4 boards, and he helps us defensively as well. Evan Mazingo started off, I think he was 0-for-4 from behind the arc. Has a shooter's mentality, which I love. I tell him to just keep looking at it. He didn't take one bad shot. He just missed 4, but he kept stroking it, and he came back and shot extremely well from behind the arc. So thank goodness he does have a shooter's mentality. I thought that Cooper Sims had a great, especially first half for us. He came off the bench, was 3-for-4 from 2, 1-for-1 from behind the arc, ended up with 9 points. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and a big stat, 0 turnovers. And you and I have talked. He's doing a nice job of penetrating, making good decisions, and the key is not turning the ball over when he's doing those things. So he had a good half as well. I thought Isaac Wilson had great minutes for us as well. Came in and hit 2 big threes. He ends up the game 2-for-3 from behind the arc and 1-for-2 inside. Ends up with 8 points. Another very good a game, and he also had 4 assists. So he distributed the ball well as well. So good game for the Arabians. Great to be able to play all of our players. And like I said, I'm happy for them. We have a happy locker room. Very disappointed last night they were, but they played hard last night as well.
All right, but with that, that'll do it. Once again, Coach, thanks for coming up. Great win tonight.
Thank you.
All right, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll crown the ASN player of the game as well as preview the Arabians' next matchup here on the Arabian Sports Network post-game show. 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show. Once again, final score 69-40. Pendleton Heights coming away with their second win of the year over the Connersville Spartans. But the ASM player of the game will go to Evan Mazingo. The junior guard had 19 points on the evening, 2-for-2 from inside the arc, 5-for-11 from three-point range. He had two total rebounds there, 4 assists, and no turnovers. Evan Mazingo looked like his best, and great win for the Arabians, as Coach Buck was just mentioning. It was a team win. He's happy for him, especially after a devastating loss last night against Mount Vernon. It's exactly what they needed to get that morale up and get this as kind of momentum heading forward into some tougher games. But among not only Evan Mazingo, not limited to, but Arabians looked very well-rounded as a team. But with that, that'll do it for our broadcast here this evening. Once again, a final score 69-40. Pendleton Heights coming with a win over the Connersville Spartans. But be sure to tune in this Monday as the Pendleton Heights girls basketball team will be back in action at Fishers to face off against the Lady Tigers. That one tips off at 7:30 p.m. with the pregame show starting at 7:15. For Mr. Whitehair, I'm Dawson Perrell. Special thanks to our board op, Sam, back in the studio, making sure our broadcast runs smoothly here this evening. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Without you, we would not be able to come out here and call these games. And last, but definitely not least, thanks to all who tuned in this evening. Have a nice night. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.